live video, which is of utmost importance to see the action and the play on the field.
So it sounds like you're recreating a video board look on their home TV through streaming.
Exactly.
Hello and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today we're joined by Kyle Saito, Daktronics Market Manager, and Chris Westerman, Daktronics Product Manager, to talk about the new offering called Big Stream and how it works. And we're here today with Kyle and Chris. Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm good. Good to talk to you guys again.
Yeah, glad to have you back for your third time, I believe.
Yep.
And then Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
And we've got Matt Anderson across the desk from me, 6 feet away. How are you doing over there, Matt?
I'm doing good over here, Justin. Thank you.
All right. So we're here today to talk about the Big Stream that we've come up with, a new kind of solution, maybe not completely new, but a new way to offer it. And we're talking about how sports come back this fall and how high school sports are going to look once they start up and what there are for options on that. But first, Matt's going to want to hear.
Yes, an origin story.
The origin story.
We said Kyle has been on here for his third time now, so I think everyone knows Kyle. But not to say you don't have to say anything more, Kyle. But Chris, you're a newcomer to the podcast. Could you just give us a brief introduction of yourself and what you do at Daktronics?
Sure. So Chris Westerman, I am the product manager in our sports products area. Focusing on small colleges and high schools and video technology in there.
And how long have you been at DAC, Chris?
Right at about 27 years, Matt.
Oh, you got me beat.
Yeah, he's got you beat by like double.
Yeah, roughly, yeah.
Take your 13 years and my 13 years and we're still not the 27 he's got. Okay, so to move into the topic for today about high school sports season and what they're going to look like this fall, can you give us any idea of what you think it's going to look like when it comes back?
Well, yeah, that's kind of a loaded question without an easy answer. And really, it's going to come down to a couple different things. One is will we play sports? Another is will we have fans in the stands? And then I guess ultimately it's even going to come down to will we even be at schools? And I think it's probably going to be, for the most part, somewhere in the middle of that. And obviously, I'm not a medical expert. I have no idea. But just the vibe I'm getting from schools, it seems like we will have some sort of activities going on. And the big question, though, is going to be, will we be able to see those activities? And how are you going to show those activities to fans if they're not going to be able to be in the stands? So that's kind of where we see ourselves coming into the equation is how can we help fans see the games or see the events that might happen without people in the grandstands?
Because I believe we were talking earlier about it, but so streaming is allowed now, right? Because it historically wasn't allowed in all the states before.
Yeah, every state has different rules. There are states that didn't allow live streaming on a Friday night. You could record it and play it back later, that sort of stuff. And then there's other ones that did allow streaming and allowed you to do that. And obviously schools want people to come to the games because that's their gate attendance. That's the revenue they make. And between gate attendance and concession stands, that pays for a lot of things at a school. So there's been a lot of, I think streaming has been coming along. Streaming has been happening, but I think there's a lot of schools and athletic directors and conferences and states out there that have wanted to provide maybe a relative in a different state a chance to watch somebody play, but maybe not allow people to stay at home at night rather than come to the game.
So with streaming emerging as an option, Chris, can you tell us what Daktronics has done from our perspective with that new possibility?
Sure. So we, through the discussions internally, we have come up with an awesome product. We call it Big Stream. With that, it allows the customer to provide a similar look as what they would have on a video display if it was in the stadium. So they're providing fans opportunity to see the scoring information. They can advertise on that stream. they can put live video, which is of utmost importance to see the action and the play on the field.
So it sounds like you're recreating a video board look on their home TV through streaming.
Exactly.
So I'm wondering how detailed to get into this, Chris, but so like how is it with different streaming devices to get onto the TV, or how exactly does that work? Is it through a website, or how would someone go about getting that to happen?
Sure. So from a Daktronics side of things, we're going to provide the player that's going to provide the output to your streaming service or your streaming device. So in between our player, there will be a streaming device. From there, it goes out to the web. It goes out to a website. Pretty much unlimited as far as, you know, anywhere that you could go out and watch any stream of any event. And, you know, today that can be what the customers will be streaming from their venues.
And so for high schools, is it kind of a one size fits all option, or are there multiple packages that we offer?
Yeah, so we'll have a couple of different packages. One package will be for customers that do have a video display in their stadium. Those customers are going to be able to connect this system right into their current control systems, use their current show control software, Display Studio buttons, their quick buttons that are already created to get that content, same operator, not adding people to support streaming from an operation standpoint. You would have a camera operator. A second package would be for customers that only have scoreboards. So if they only have a fixed digit scoreboard, they're not doing anything today, they would get that same player. We would also include show control with that. That's going to be the software to allow them to change their looks, or a touchdown is scored and they want to play a touchdown animation to on the stream. Mm-hmm. That would be where that happens. With both packages, we will give an option to add a video switcher to allow for multiple camera inputs or multiple video inputs for that stream. They would also get some replay capability with that, a single channel. So meaning that you can capture any one look at a given time and output, create some excitement for those fans sitting in their living rooms or watching this on their computer, mobile device, wherever they're watching the game at, and you can replay those action shots.
You mentioned in the one model where it's for customers that, you know, don't have a video board and they may only have a scoreboard, but with it coming with the show control, I believe you said then, so they are actually able to put out graphics, crowd prompts and stuff and essentially do a production on just a streaming service, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Nice. And then for anyone else, it seems like they produce, once it's set up and running, they produce the game if they have a video board, just like they would normally. And then that just, it just translates exactly from what's going on in the stadium, streamed over the web, Justin, online.
Well, yeah, on the line. It can be put online, like you said, or, yeah. And they can use whatever streaming service they have. It provides the output, correct, Chris?
Correct. And Matt, it doesn't have to be the exact same look that's in the venue.
Okay.
It is going to be a separate output. So what's going to your video display could be one look, and what's going out to your stream could be a completely different look. That'll be completely up to the customer how they want to set that up.
I was going to say, I think the coolest part about this, and maybe the piece that sets it apart from other, other than the traditional high school stream today is just the capability and the familiarity of the look and the content of what's being delivered. And, you know, if you think about streaming of last year in high schools, the key was to get the content, to get the live video on the web, and to try to get the score information on there somewhere, and maybe a sponsor next to that score information. That was really the extent or the main goal of most high schools, was to get it so somebody that wanted to see a certain player or certain team play could watch it and see it, not necessarily have all the entertainment aspects of in venue. So really, if you take a look at, or if you think about what has happened since COVID came. You know, we're doing a lot more virtual things, trying to feel like you are hanging out with friends, or virtual meetings where your cameras are on and feel like you just sat in a conference room with somebody. That's exactly what we're trying to do, is trying to say, hey, the stream of the past was getting you the content, trying to make it look like the game is on TV. What we want to do is bring that experience of the venue. We want to bring that to your living room. So if you're used to going to a game and they have a certain animation on a video display that they play in the third quarter, maybe it's a animation, guess this year in the school history. You can now do that in your living room, and it's super easy for the operator in the control room, because they're not doing anything different. They hit a button, they hit the same button they've always hit to go out to the video display, and they can now say, I also want this button to go to my stream. So they're providing that exact same experience. They're trying to make it feel like their fans that want to be at the game, to be entertained and to see the game, can now do that at home. So hopefully what we're able to do is help schools not only get a stream out there for grandma and grandpa that might be in Florida at the time, but we also want to provide it so the schools can have those fans that really want to be at the game. They want to support the school, but maybe don't feel comfortable, or maybe the school's limited and they tell them they can't come. We still want to entertain them, because they're still fans. They still buy gear. They still show support. We still need to give them the view of the event and the entertainment aspect of coming. And that's what this should do very easily for our schools that have Dectronics equipment.
Yeah, I think you touched on it there, is like the opportunities that this opened up. Like you said, other family that are live further away can actually probably tune into these streams and see things. And I'm going to ask about the sponsors too, because we know about in-venue sponsorships and things like that. Does this open up another avenue for maybe some return on investment for sponsors to sponsor stuff just on the live stream? Or can they take the existing sponsors and extend it over to the stream to extend their sponsorships?
Yeah, I think that's going to just depend on individual schools. But, you know, there's a lot of schools that our sports marketing team we've had a podcast with them before. But with our sports marketing team, they work with schools. They raise the average school that works with our DSM group raises somewhere around $50,000 a year.
Okay.
$50,000 coming into that athletic program. And so now their interest is getting in front of fans, making that connection with your fans through your sports team. And if you're limiting the number of fans that are coming to your events, it's possible your fans are going to say, or your sponsors are going to say, hey, we miss those fans. We're missing that. Mm-hmm. How can you help us connect? And this is an easy way to say, hey, the way that you're used to connecting to them in venue, we now can connect out of venue. We can do the exact same thing, and we can plug you right into there. That's one way that a school might choose to do it. Another one is to say, hey, we didn't have that many fans, or we didn't have that many sponsors. And we now are looking at this because some of our fans are going to be able to stay home. This is now an area we can start selling additional sponsorships. Maybe we didn't have a video board before, so we could only sell permanent signage in our venue. Well, now we have some sort of digital aspect, so we can actually generate more money to maybe help offset some of that gate fees that they're unable to obtain now. So there's kind of a couple different approaches that schools can look at it, but you're right. Sponsorship is a very big deal when it comes to this, and I think it's a driving force that schools can look at this and say, I can make more than it costs.
Yeah.
You know,
and you even mentioned it. I didn't even think of that side. Those that didn't have video boards, that just had fixed digit scoreboards, they could now open up new sponsorship opportunities for them with the streaming.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot. And, you know, then on that note, our whole DSM team is right there to help be a coach and show you how to do that.
I like what you said though, too, about it. You know, trying to find the positive side to things is that when you approach those sponsors and they're saying your stands aren't going to be as full, not only are you saying you have a new way to reach them, but the reach now may be a lot larger than it ever was before, even with the fans in the stands.
Yeah, that's very true too. There's a lot of people that maybe wanted to come to the game, but wasn't able to for a certain reason. And you now can attract more fans than you ever have. And still, you know, once the stadium opens back up or your gymnasium opens back up, after we find a solution to the current environment, then I think we strategize, or a school would strategize to continue to bring people to the stadium and, mm-hmm. And try to get them to come to still spend money. But I think there's still just a whole nother level of audience that will watch it on the stream. And that's good. The more fans you have, the more support you have, the more sponsors you have, and just the more hype and excitement around your programs.
And like I said, that it's almost a bridge in the times that we're in right now, because mm-hmm. there is, you know, being at a live event is a different experience on itself, but not being able to do that, you have to find other ways to do that. And there's people reaching, like I started even thinking, you know, there's Princeton, Minnesota is where I went to high school. That's a long ways away. Long ways being like 5 hours. But I would not be going to their games, Kyle, on the weekend. But if I found out they were doing streaming and they were doing well, I mean, I would be lying if I said I wasn't interested in tuning into that stream and watching it out here in South Dakota.
And then imagine you do that and you tune in and you're watching it, and it's what year was it in Princeton history? and they say point guard Matt Anderson ran had a triple double, and you're like, oh my gosh, that was 98. I remember that. And then you text your friends, and then all of a sudden, everybody's reminiscing, and pretty soon you order a couple hats with the logo, and you get more excited. And it's a good thing. Only good things can happen from more people watching, more right. people paying attention.
That's a great story you just laid out there.
Yeah. Except we know it's not realistic that Matt would be a point guard or get a triple double, but yeah, no, that's a good point. And I had been thinking fall sports season, I naturally think football, but then you brought up basketball as well. So is this something that if I'm a high school and I get this for football, can I use it for basketball too?
Absolutely. All of the packages are meant to be portable, meant to go from facility to facility, sport to sport. So it may be football, basketball, baseball, softball, any sport that Daktronics, you have Daktronics equipment, this can definitely play a role in that sport.
And if I'm interested in this, how would I go about reaching out to somebody to hear more or possibly sign up for something like this?
Yeah, I think there's a couple different ways. One would just be to inquire on our website if you don't know who your Daktronics rep is. Another would be to reach out to your Daktronics rep, talk to your AD, and find out who your Daktronics rep is, and they have all the information. They can get things started and find out if you're scoreboards or Daktronics and kind of go from there. So it's really not that hard. It's a pretty easy product to quote. It's pretty cost effective and easy to get taken care of pretty quick.
And then I know we've been taking a lot of time today talking about, you know, this uses in high schools too, but Kyle, maybe I throw this at you. Is this only for high schools, or if we have college customers listening, what should they be thinking about?
Yeah, we definitely don't want to say it's only for high schools. I would say it's more, you know, there's just benefits to it when you partner it with a certain video display category. And really, most high school video displays are 16:9 ratio, which is the same ratio that a TV is at home. Mm-hmm. So a lot of your content can be, you know, used back and forth with a 16:9 ratio video display or TV at home. So anybody really that has a system like that, this might be beneficial, might have a lot of benefits to use. When you start getting up to the larger, more unique shaped displays, you might have to create additional content or something like that. So it probably is more designed to fit a standard size display than it is the uniqueness, but I wouldn't limit it to high schools in general. The best thing is if you are interested in streaming games, you want the Daktronics environment, you want to bring that video board home to your fans and get that unique feel, we have a lot of solutions, whether you're at the high school level with the standard display or you have this really crazy, unique, large display in a facility. We have a solution that can do that for you. This one just we've standardized, we've packaged up to fit what most high schools have.
Nice. I think you said that really well there, Kyle. There's plenty of options out there. But the one we were talking about the most today was the big game on a live stream. Big Stream. That's this new offering that we're talking about here today. And I want to thank you guys for coming on and sharing all about it and telling the people what they can possibly get.
Well, thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dectronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.